Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Yes, I have two charges on my account that I don't know what they're for. It was charged on my Dominion bank card. So, what do you need from me?
May I please have your zip code?
46410. Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Bernice Williamson.
I'm sorry, man. Can you repeat that first and last name for me?
Bernice Williamson, S-O-N.
Okay, can you spell your first and last name for me, ma'am? I'm not finding the account.
Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E, Williamson, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S-O-N.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
6405 Roosevelt Street, Maryville, Indiana, 46410.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Just give me one moment.
Oh, I thought something dropped the phone or something. Okay.
Okay, I have your account pulled up. I may help you.
Okay, what are those charges for?
The CC-732.
It was two charges, 6732 and 594.
Okay, on December 12th, you paid shipping and handling for a tactical bag.
For what kind of bag?
A tactical bag.
Okay, now what's the other one?
And by you making that charge, ma'am, you were agreeing to the terms and conditions. And those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to cancel your account, you will be billed monthly for a membership. And each time you are billed, you will receive a $125 voucher to use at their online store where you can purchase products at a discounted price.
No, I don't want that. And I didn't know I was supposed to call in either.
It stated it in the terms and conditions, and I can get this account canceled for you.
Off.
I'm sorry?
The 6732.
Okay, ma'am, I can cancel the account for you so you won't be charged anymore in the future. And as a courtesy, because it is a valid charge, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, I didn't never agree to no $67.32 every month.
You didn't call in to cancel, ma'am, and you agreed to the terms and conditions when you made the first charge for the shipping and handling.
I must have read that part. Okay, you couldn't take the whole $67.32 off?
Because it is a valid charge, I can offer you a 35% refund.
So I wasted my money for the rest of the charge. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you're not wasting. You received a $125 voucher.
I didn't receive anything.
It's an online voucher. You should have gotten in your email.
No, I don't have any.
Have you checked your spam?
No, usually I don't get stuff in my email. Anyway, that's why I tell people, don't send me stuff in email.
They automatically sent it because you were charged. Is the email Bernice_Williamson@AT&T.net?
Yes, when was it sent?
Between December 12th and December 16th.
Okay, I'll check and see if it's there. So if it's there, I can still use it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long? Because you know what? I can remember that because it was a pouch that I ordered for $5.97. They sent that, and they were saying something, and I said no, and it went through. I remember it was on the phone. I did it on the computer. I do remember that. And they said final charge was $5.97. They didn't say anything about $62 or something.
Did you click on the words, terms and conditions, to read the terms and conditions?
I don't think I clicked on because I didn't want it. I just said no.
Well, I will be canceling that account for you. Would you like that 35% refund?
But if I didn't agree on it, how are you going to still charge me for it?
You agreed to the terms and conditions once you made the first charge with the shipping and handling.
When I made the first charge, it went on and said, we can offer you this $100, something like that. And I said, no. And then it says, proceed in payment. And it was $5.97, whatever it was. And then I said, okay.
But, man, what I'm saying is when you made the charge, you were automatically agreeing to the terms and conditions.
No, I would have never agreed to that, no $67. Because I told them, I mean, I said I didn't want that because I wasn't going to be shopping anyway. So that I just wanted the bag that they had offered me. That was it.
Okay, man, well, I can cancel the account for you and I can still offer you that 35% refund.
All right. Okay, but I didn't agree with that, though.
Okay, just give me one moment.
I know what you're saying, but I did not agree with it. Because I had been trying to call for the last week, and nobody answers the phones. This is the first time I got through.
Okay, ma'am, that account has been canceled for you, and I have refunded you $23.56. It should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, so what's the name of the place I'm supposed to go look up? It's Tax Somebody?
As far as the voucher, the email's coming from?
Yeah.
Give me one moment. Let me find that for you. Okay, the email is support@trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com.
Support and try.
Support at try. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said it was sent out on the 16th?
It should be sent between the 12th and the 16th of this month.
And what is this about you, about?
You can purchase things at their online store at a discounted price.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.